Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
It's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. As you know, the show is on once a month and features a couple of the three trios, the three of us, which is Brigitte, Mike, and myself. And of course, Brigitte channeling whatever Ascended Master or Archangel, whatever comes through. So we're really excited to have everybody tuning in for our radio show. And let me go ahead and give out a couple different pieces of information before we get started. First of all, if you want to call in for a reading, we'll be doing that probably a little bit after 9 o'clock tonight. And you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you want to find out more about our radio show and our website, is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As I mentioned, we have an incredible team coming together this evening. Brigitte will be channeling and giving messages and doing a number of different things, including bringing in her healing energy and her great gifts and everything for the show this evening. To find out more about her and her events, you can go to the lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com to find out more about the private classes that she has and some of the work that you can do with her privately. We also have Mike with us. Mike, of course, will be playing his incredible channel music, which has its own healing properties. And you can find out more about his music, which is available on his website. And I highly recommend all the different music that he has up there. I actually have all of them. And you can go to his website at Mike, and that's M-I-K-E. SNYDERCC.com to find out more about his work. My name is Mark Rawson. I'll be doing Diksha this evening during the music portion. That's a blessing that goes out to give each of you whatever is whatever you need. It kind of has a different purpose for every individual. So I'll be sending that Diksha blessing out to you this evening during the music. To find out about my coaching work and other work that I do, you can go to my website, which is Mark A. Rawson. That's MarkARawson.com. And, of course, if you're looking for any of these links, you can find them on the Spiritual Connections Radio website. And with that, Brigitte.
Well, greetings, everyone. It is exciting to be with all of you again. I don't think it has been a month this time since the last time we were meeting on the radio waves, but these are truly exciting times, and I'm always feeling so blessed to be able to get this trio together to offer this radio show. This particular radio show is here to support you in your transformational process. That's why it's called the Saint Germain Radio Show, because Saint Germain very much is a master of transformation, and he works through all three of us, all in our unique way. As Mark so beautifully said, he does it through Diksha, where he sends you an oneness blessing, an energy blessing to everyone who listens in live or listens in to the recording at a later time. Time and space means nothing, so you still will receive everything, even when you listen later on to the recording. And then we have Mike, who channels Saint Germain as the higher masters and angels of love and light through his music. And then I will be the dedicated verbal channel who will actually bring the masters and angels through by them using my voice and speaking to you directly. And yes, as I said, these are really exciting times. It's been quite a year, and I think we can probably say that for the last 7 years or beyond that. But a lot has happened, and things are definitely speeding up. For those of you who haven't listened in on any of the previous radio shows, 2015 is very much about the year that supports the sacred union between spirit and matter, between your divine I'm presence and your human self or your lower self or your ego, whatever you want to call it. But the whole idea is whatever stops you from being in the flow with your divine presence is going to come up now to be released, to be transformed, to be transmuted, to be let go of. And one, there are different ways of supporting yourself through this process. As Mark said, you can get coaching from him and guidance from him and healing from him, or you can contact and get a beautiful music healing CD that very much supports you, or you can contact me and I will channel and bring through the healing energies of the masters and angels specifically for what you need at that moment in time. I do it via phone or in person out of Clinton, New Jersey. So the websites you can all find on the website for the radio show too. So that being said, I really am excited to introduce a new piece of music that Mike has created. We kind of connected together one night and said, what can we do? We kind of felt down ourselves a little bit. We felt a little exhausted, overwhelmed with all the energies. We just had the solar eclipse and then the lunar eclipse, and it just felt like so much was going on. Came back from Germany where I visited my family. I felt really like I missed them a lot. And so we sat down together and Mike said, hey, Brigitte, why don't you just hold the energy, bring through the masters and the angels, and I'll play the music that comes up through this connection. And together we created this incredible piece of music called Emergence. And the whole theme of this piece is the emergence out of the darkness into the light, which was only fitting. It was right after the spring equinox. So it is all about the support we need to ascend, to move out of the darkness into the light. And for me, it was an incredible experience. At some point during this piece, I thought I would actually like explode with the energy running through me. And I was wondering, oh my God, how much longer is Mike going to play music? And I'm sure for him it was the same. It just kept on going and going. So you can go to his website and actually download that. I believe, Mike, right? I'm sorry, you probably have to now change the connections. But tell the listeners a little bit about how they can go about getting this CD.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you go to my website, again, www.mikesnidercc.com, right on the front page, there's a link there that has a little bit of information about the CD, and you can click on the CD cover and purchase the CD download. And there's also a menu there that shows all my CDs on the page. And then I also have physical copies of the CD for sale in Brigitte's Light Center there in Clinton. So by the time we have our next class this coming Saturday night, they'll be available for sale there as a physical CD as well.
You want to share your experience about the CD, what you experienced with that piece of music you created there?
Oh, yeah, sure. One thing I'd like to add, a good friend of mine who's actually taking a photography class, a photo that she happened to take accidentally of the clouds one day wound up being our cover, which is just amazing. Brigitte and I went through every photo we own, I think, on our computers. And at that moment, a friend of mine sent me one and said, hey, you want to use this as the cover? And it's a beautiful shot of the sun peeking through the clouds, and it everything was just like divine timing as to the creation of the CD. But yeah, my experience was, again, you know, it was interesting because, again, Brigitte and I just met over Skype one night, and I just decided to record whatever music came through. And we kind of expected it to be, oh, maybe 10 or 15 minutes and then, you know, do a little healing session each other and then talk about it. But I just didn't stop playing for like about 45, 46 minutes. And then by the time I was done, you know, Brigitte and I couldn't even talk for a while. We looked like we both needed oxygen. It was just the energy was just so amazing, but it transitioned that I really felt the dynamics of the music can really help somebody face their inner darkness, but then bring it into the light. And that's what makes it so powerful when you feel those transitions, and the music reflects that. So I think a lot of people will enjoy this new CD.
Thank you, Mike. And I'm so glad you brought up the person who took the picture, because in that, again, it's a teamwork. It's a holy trinity in there, too. It was the three of us really creating it, because the picture really depicts such a high frequency of the emergence into the light. And we even thought we saw like an angel inside of the picture, if you really look at it. And so, yes, I mean, the photographer, she was so much part of this, too. Every little bit of this creation just created this whole compact way of supporting you to emerge further into the light. And it's not that you aren't already emerged, but we are continuously expanding and raising our consciousness to a higher level. So this is just another way to support you in this process. And so I said in the beginning that these are quite momentous times, and they certainly are. I mean, we started off, some of us at least, those who live in the South, like Florida and Texas, obviously didn't experience it that much, but some of us came out of a real harsh winter, and we had quite some eclipses in March, solar eclipse, and then we had the Festival of the Christ at the last full moon, which even so you might not have necessarily celebrated it. Some of you celebrated Easter, but if you're not Christian, you might not have done that. And yet, the Festival of the Christ very much is about that time, which we talked about the last time, really that opening up of the heart. And this time, the Festival of the Christ happened to fall on Easter Saturday. It doesn't always. It's on the full moon, that is the full moon prior to the full moon in Taurus, in the zodiac sign of Taurus. So wherever that falls, it's not always on Easter. And the symbology, again, is the Holy Trinity in the Easter tradition. Again, even the Christ talks about, it might not even be the true story about the crucifixion, because some believe that that not really exactly happened that way. But there is so much meaning to this whole crucifixion process, where, you know, Jesus was crucified and went through choice, not because he was forced on the cross. He chose, and he makes it very clear in his teachings that he chose to be crucified. And he was crucified, and then he had this moment of total loss and darkness where he took on humanity's pain and felt forsaken and felt lost. But then he embraced it with love, forgiveness, compassion, with love, and that allowed him to step off of the cross of matter and ascend into a higher form of existence. Then he was put into this tomb, and it was sealed, and Easter Saturday really symbolizes that stage in between death and rebirth, in between one stage of existence and another stage of existence, because he hadn't risen yet. So what did it mean for all of those who were there? Will he rise? Will he be true to his word? So there is this time in between, this time often phase, and are you devoted enough to the cause of what you believe in, to not give up, to not turn your back? And so it's very much these times that we live in now is also about, you know, we've been promised that we're moving to another consciousness level. We've been told that December 21st, 2000 12 was a significant alignment and brought a significant change to us, and yet sometimes we don't see it yet fully because there's so much transformation going on, so much purging, so it feels overwhelming. And here it is all about not losing faith and really just flowing with the changes and being devoted to that, what you're most passionate about. So these are quite momentous times, and we're leading up now to the next big festival, which is the Festival of Vesak, which is in about 2.5 weeks. And what's celebrated there is Buddha descending to ushering a new vibrational frequency, a new light, a new ray of enlightenment to support the process here on Earth, the evolutionary process. So what we are feeling now in the last, you know, leading up to this new moon on Saturday is very much this new beginning, this making choices, which way do we want to go, what is it that we want to do with our lives. So we are asked again, like, what are we going to ask in form of dispensation, in form of support, that when we get this new frequency, which way do we want to direct it in our life? So there's a lot of purging going on, a lot of looking at some old stuff again, once again. Once again, we are asked to redefine ourselves. Once again, we are asked to have trust and faith and to flow along the river of life instead of fighting it. And so tonight we are going to support you in this process, first through music and then through Saint Germain or whatever master or angel wants to come through tonight supporting you in this process. So with that, I'm going to give it over to the double M's, Mark and Mike. Be aware sometimes because of the energy being so high, there might be a little bit of static in the music or it might fade in and out. Just know that you're still receiving the energy, you're still receiving a download. Simply allow yourself to sit in a receptive way and connect yourself with your spirit guides and just allow yourself to feel your heart opening up and feel your crown opening up, feel your connection with the divine, and really allow yourself to just make this your time to receive. And with that, I'm gonna be quiet now, and I'm going to let Mike and Mark do their thing. All right.
Thank you.
Greetings. I am Archangel Jophia. And St. Germain was so nice to give me the word here tonight because of the significance of the upcoming events, the event around the Wesak Festival, the event around the next full moon, but also very much because of 2015 being the year of alignment. Because what does it mean to merge your spiritual self with your human self? It is all about alignment. And it's also all about being willing to open your crown chakra so that a whole new vibrational frequency, a ray of light, can enter your crown and fill you up and bring about a transformation in every cell of your body. But for this process to take place, it is of the utmost importance that you allow yourself to flow with the changes, to not want to control the process. Many of you still want to know. You want to know, and you want to have a game plan. But at this stage of your evolutionary process, there is no game plan, my dear friends and fellow light workers. There's only the willingness to be devoted to that what you're most passionate about. And all of you, every single one of you, has chosen to be of service, all in your unique way. Some have chosen to be of service to the animal kingdom. Some have chosen to be of service to us, to the angelic kingdom specifically, or to the hierarchy of light, for the purpose of assisting humanity to shift, to change, to ascend, to move to a different form of existence. But nonetheless, you all have chosen service. And when you choose service, that means some part of you has devoted yourself for a specific path. You're not necessarily certain what this path looks like. All you know is in your heart is that you want to bring about change. You want to not only bring about change, but you want to bring healing and empowerment and enlightenment to those in need. There's a hunger within you, a hunger to bring about change. And initially, it might seem to you that the only reason for you to do this is so that you yourself can get home, can get to the higher realms more quickly. But if you're willing to enter that place of stillness within yourself, and if you're willing to stop all that mind chatter for one moment, you quickly begin to realize that that would not suffice, that that really is not why you're doing this, that there is indeed a deeper calling, a deeper encoding into your subatomic level, into your DNA, into your heart. And it is this coding, this deep knowing that you're asked now to trust, to have faith in. And the reason why there is no plan, the reason why you cannot be handed on a silver platter whether to turn left or whether to turn right or whether to go straight, is because you are the ones defining the future. You're the ones that are writing the script of tomorrow. And as you know, the script is written through the power of free will. So the power of you saying either yes or no. The power of you to be willing to cross another threshold, to climb another mountain, to swim across another ocean. But you do not have to do this alone. You can do this with help and support if you only allow yourself a certain level of vulnerability. And if you only allow yourself to release the need to know and the need to have. Because the need to have entails within it that you don't have. And the need to know holds within it that you don't know. If you live from a place that everything that you need, everything that you need to know, need to have, need to see, will be provided to you at the appropriate time, then you will never experience lack because it comes from a different place. It comes from a place of love and of the willingness to love yourself enough that you feel worthy to receive from the highest level of creation. And many of you don't feel that worthiness yet to receive of the from the highest level of creation. You say you do, but deep inside, you still doubt it. And that doubt, that questioning, that wondering is interfering right now with your process. And so I'm here to support you to find a way to release those layers of protection you've put around yourself, around your heart, through conditioning from not only this lifetime, but many lifetimes being within the human form, that now it is time for you to release those conditionings so the power of love, of self-love, of self-acceptance, of all that you have been, of all that you are, and of all that you're going to be. The Holy Trinity is always key in all of this. And as some of you know, I work from the second ray. And the second ray creates a balance between the first ray and the third ray. I create a bridge between love and power. And through that enlightened state, I allow you to see with clarity where it is that you hang on too much on aspects of yourself because you've not opened yourself up to that greater vibration of love. And so many of you are experiencing moments of a beautiful raising of the sun within you, raising of the light within you, only to then experience an eclipse of that sun, a darkening again. And yes, there is a teaching that this darkening is necessary for you to give birth to a greater light, and that holds true most definitely. But you're reaching a point now where it is more a question of your perception whether that sun within you is really darkened or not? What does it really mean to experience your own internal solar eclipse? Isn't it just the perception? Don't you know that the sun is still there? Within you, you know that. But your human self wants you to talk, to believe opposite, to believe otherwise, to believe that you're separate. But now is the time to create this most profound column of light between your divine I Am presence and your human self that nothing can sever. And when your human self begins to tell you that you're separate, that what you're doing is not making a difference, that you don't have any idea, that you're only lost, then allow that light from your divine I Am presence to come down and to shine light upon your human self, so that the higher vibration of the cosmic Christ love can also descend at that moment and embrace your human self that is so afraid of the greater vibration of love and reassurance. Because you truly are not ever at the wrong place. You truly are not making mistakes. You are part of something greater. And if you would stop struggling so much and just allow yourself to flow with the changes and to allow your divine I Am presence to safely guide you around every curve and corner of life, you will find that you will move into a different state of existence. You will relax more, and through that relaxation, you will find that your muscular structure and your nervous system is not so overactivated, and you will begin to feel better on all levels. I understand that some of you are experiencing at this time some tremendous test of faith, where you experience lack or loss, or something isn't the way you would like it to be. And there's fear coming up. What if you misunderstood? What if you don't hear right? And I'm telling you that no matter how it looks, within it is the divine light. And it is for you to focus and devote yourself always and foremost to the divine light is in everything. That is how tremendous transformation has taken place, so that when you do experience an eclipse within yourself, a solar eclipse, then you still know with absolute certainty that behind that shadow, behind that darkness, is the purity of the golden white ray of the sun. So I invite you now to take a couple of deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeply within your own self. Or better yet, allow yourself to sink deeply within your own life. Look around. What do you fear? What do you see in your own life? In your work situation? In your relationships? Relationships with a beloved partner, relationship with your children, relationship with a parent. What do you see? What do you fear? And if you do fear a little bit of an eclipse, if you do fear a little darkening, a discomfort, then look deeper. Use your breathing. And as you look at your life, feel my presence with you. as I'm working your inner tube light and open you up further. I am opening within you that column of light, and I'm connecting you to your divine I Am Presence more strongly, using the ray of the golden sun to purify you and to allow you a level of clarity as you look upon your own life. It will give you the opportunity to look at that, what you might deem your weakness, what you might deem as an uncomfortable or dissatisfying situation. You will be able to look deeper and see that it simply teaches you, most of the time, to take better care of yourself, to love yourself a little bit more so that you say no to certain situations and you nurture yourself instead of sacrificing yourself to the extent that there's nothing left of you. Any relationship is a dance. The relationship between the light and the darkness is a dance. It is not, while being in human form, that one can exist without the other. The night is as important as the day. To go within into introspection is as important as going outside of yourself and being extroverted. It is the in-breath and the out-breath of God's source creator, all that is. And every single aspect of that has its importance. And so I invite you now in your life, as you look around, to use your own breathing, your own in-breath and out-breath of God, to harmonize your relationship with that that you look upon, to calm yourself down, to calm your human self down, and to realize that at this time, there's nothing for you to do, nothing for you to change, per se, but just being willing to be in this place. It might feel like a place of a little bit of tension, but if you allow yourself to be in alignment with your divine I Am Presence, you can begin to see with a certain level of clarity that what you look upon has purpose for you. Either the purpose to show you that there's no reason for you to keep proving to yourself that you're strong, that you're wise, that you're capable. Know that you are capable. Know that you are wise and strong. And just allow yourself to be the enlightened one that you were always meant to be, through the power of love for self. Love for all aspects of self. And most of the time, when there are relationship issues, it is because, to a certain extent, the relationship between you and yourself is out of balance. The anger, the frustration, the sadness, the loneliness, the sorrow that comes up most often is because you have not stayed true to your own self. And for those of you who are yearning for a specific relationship, you've set your standards very high, which is beautiful. But where have you set the standards for your own self so high that you fall short of that what you desire so often? Where do you feel that you're never going to reach a certain level of experience because it just always seems to be so far away. You're here, and that what you're reaching out for is there. But that is not truth. It is already within you. So don't see yourself ever apart from the relationships that you desire, but see it already in place within your heart, within that inner sanctuary, that sacred place that is a portal to your soul and to your divine I Am presence. We know that so many of you are yearning for your twin flame union or the perfect relationship, even in the relationships that you might be in. And yet, in this yearning, you're creating an experience of lack. Until you find true happiness and balance and acceptance within yourself, you are, in a way, going to repel that type of relationships that you're yearning for. Because any relationship you bring to you will only show you that you're not there yet. And so allow yourself once again to just take a few deep breaths and to relax for a moment. You've worked so hard. You've been trying so hard, always improving, always to better yourself, always to create something else to be of service. Stop. Just be for a moment. We love to bring up the concept of being in an ocean that has many waves. Allow yourself to float, and those waves are not going to hit you or hurt you or make you drown, but try to swim against the stream and you will lose all your energy and all your strength, and it will become very difficult for you to move forward. So in all that turmoil that you might be experiencing, in all the needs and wants, in dreams and hopes, allow yourself to just be. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel what it means to just be, to not have to do anything, but be. And allow others to be too. Everyone, as ugly as they might seem at times, is trying their best. It's trying to best with their abilities that they have. It's what they've learned. It's what they use to perceive the outer world for them. So just be and feel how the ray of the sun and the ray of your divine I Am presence floats into you further and further, lightening the load, releasing all of the tension out of you. Feel how you are being purified and how your load is being lightened. And laugh at yourself and everything around you. Some of you do. Some of you feel this world is in such dear need of help, and so you become serious and sometimes even bitter. But that does not help the situation. Laugh. Find like-minded people that you can laugh with, and you will feel so much better, and your whole outer world will begin to change too. And so as you look upon your inner life now, send laughter out, send waves of joy out. Buddha would sacrifice himself every year by descending into the Vesak Valley, sending out whatever is needed on earth at this time, in rays of empowerment and enlightenment. He is one who has tremendous humor. And he smiles at every single one of you, reminding you that as you dance a little bit more, as you do a little bit more some of the crazy things in life that don't make sense at all, you will find that it will be much easier for you to handle life altogether. So Buddha invites you to dance to your own rhythm. Dance to your own melody. Don't compare yourself with others, but dance away. Dance as you walk. Dance as you work. Dance as you teach. And it doesn't have to be an outward dance necessarily, but an inner dance, a playfulness with your own self. So as this column of light is now stretching within yourself and is connecting you also to the heart of Earth, I invite you now to embrace your lower self. Embrace that what is the voice of judgment, the voice of reason. Take it. Take it in your arms and lift it upwards. Don't simply just raise yourself, your consciousness upwards as you usually do. But take your lower self with you. Take your ego, take your lower self, take it with you upwards towards the sun of the solar system. Take it with you and let it see that you're not going to simply leave it behind. Let it experience what it's like to be in the light. That it's safe, that it's not going to burn up and vanish, but that it too is going to feel lighter, and that it doesn't have to protect you out of fear that you're going to leave your physical body behind and that your body is going to be destroyed, but that your body is safe. So raise not only your own self up, but your lower self, your ego self. Raise it up, 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 in your arms, up, 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 even further. From the sun into the galactic heart, from the galactic heart into the universal consciousness, until you bring it back to God's source, creator, all that is, back into that state of oneness so that it can experience and see and sense and feel that it is also part of divinity. It's not separate. It's not its own aspect that will be left behind, but it's part of divinity, part of enlightenment, part of the light of all that is. And he had thought it was only darkness, and yet it is not. It is all that is. And so allow yourself to be in the vastness of all that is, in the loving embrace between your divine I Am presence and your human self, this sacred union, this unification, this love as the blue that keeps it all together and aligned. Feel the oneness. Use your breathing to truly align yourself with the vastness of all that is. At this point, allow yourself a deep sense of calmness and grace. You are that grace. And so is your lower self now too. soul now begin to bring it back and bring yourself back through the universal portal, through the galactic heart, through the solar, to the sun portal, all the way down, back through your crown, into your heart. But here I want you to take a moment and create a temple dedicated directly for your lower self, for your ego, for the sacredness of your human self. And create an altar dedicated to your human self. And instead of just seeing in the sacred temple only your human self, or your lower self, or however you want to call it, see also within the sacred temple your divine I Am presence. And see the two of them together. See the two of them aligned and embraced, similar to the light and the darkness touching each other, similar to envisioning the merging of the sun and the moon, the masculine and the feminine side. Envision the number 8 that's so significant in 2015. One circle being your divine I Am presence, and one circle being your human self. And see it merged, creating this doorway through the sacred union with each other. Through this portal, through this doorway, an incredible vibration of oneness energy, of oneness blessing, of oneness light and love can come through. You are that portal. You are that gateway. And the more you're willing to simply surrender and allow this to take place and dedicate and devote some of the time that you devote so much for being of service, to devote it to be of service to your own self, of service to the sacred union within, of service to raise your human self to the vibration of your higher self, but not through judgment, not through wanting to get rid of something, but through the power of love. The more you do that, the more your outer life is going to change too. So celebrate this unification. And at this upcoming new moon that is taking place this Saturday, make this a new beginning for you to take some time as a ritual to open up your crown, to feel that alignment with source, and to bring that light into your temple of sacred union within, to support the sacred union in your inner self, to support the process of your higher self and your lower self merging into oneness over and over again until it is so solid and so complete that your lower self will no longer fight you or create fear or create panic or create chaos. It will have trust and faith, just like your divine I Am presence has, in the knowing that all is well. And you become not only a portal for higher frequencies of love and light to come through, but you also become a portal of creation. And you will be able to create a higher vibration of love and joy into every aspect of your life, bringing about in an abundance that you haven't seen there before. Now that was my message that I've had for you, for all of you, at this time. I will now step back and I will let Saint Germain come through and speak to you directly. Blessings to you. I am Archangel Jafia, and it was with great joy and love that I came before you at this time. Greetings, my dear fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time. And thank you, Archangel Jafia, for stepping in and assisting in this process of preparing all of you for the dispensation and the light that will be ushered by Buddha at the time of the Vesak Festival on May 3rd. All of this, what you're going through, is assisting you in the transformational process of raising yourself up even further, of devoting yourself even further to the path ahead. You all already made your choices. This is no longer simply about choosing again as to how you want to be of service. You know within you what you want to do and how you want to be of service. This is now simply about creating the space so that the power of creation and manifestation in your life can bring about that type of service in an easy and effortless way. We are supporting you to stop you from hindering this process, but allowing you to step up to that form of existence that will allow you to be the most effective tool of love, of empowerment, and of enlightenment. Now that there's much all of you can look forward to, at times, you know, it feels like such a long road and such a painful and very limiting and deeply transformational process that makes you fear that this is still a long road ahead of you. But trust me when I say that the road is not that long anymore for you, that most of the hard work you've already done, you are truly at the breaking point that will allow you to reap the fruits of your labor. Just allow yourself to flow with the changes. Just allow yourself to not step in your own way by wanting to control this process, by judging yourself, by becoming mad at yourself because you haven't done something right or you haven't seen something you should have seen. But be love. And that love starts with love towards self. Always and foremost towards self. And then it will flow over into your surroundings to everyone else as well. That being said, I hope you found yourself back into your body enough at this point. Feel your feet, feel your body. But now that through Archangel Jafia's alignment work, you will feel a shift within your core structure. Allow yourself to drink lots of fluids and eat lightly as this raising of the frequency within your body could bring discomfort into your stomach area and into your digestive system. So be aware that there is a process still taking place within you that will continue for the next few days. So be kind to yourself, watch yourself, honor yourself, and allow this process to support you in the long run, and don't get too impatient with your own self. Now at this time, if anybody wants to call in with questions, you certainly can do that. Mark, if you want to give out the phone number again, you can certainly do that too.
646-716-7216.
646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Saint Germain, are you ready for the first caller?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
Jennifer, you're on with Saint Germain.
Greetings, Jennifer. It is a blessing to speak to you at this time. Do you have any questions?
Hi, I was just wondering, do you see for my health, do you see my health getting better?
Indeed, I do. Your health is happening because there's a little bit of a struggle going on within you. You're fighting your human self. You are not very happy with being limited by your body. You are very galactic in nature, and you've always felt very uncomfortable being in human form. So the more you are making peace with your human existence, the more you find peace within your own life, the more you allow yourself to not fight some of the ways that healing is being offered to you. Even so, within you, you remember how you could bring healing to yourself instantaneously, and that makes you frustrated that it is not happening like that in this manner again. Understand also that part of the path you're walking right now is to take you to places where you can be a messenger of love, light, and hope. And so, once again, there is no accident. Know that even so it is uncomfortable at times, it does bring you where you're needed. And as you go through the process, you will be able to help a lot of other people to do the same.
Okay.
Does it help you, or do you have any
other things? I understand. It makes sense.
I know it doesn't really make you happy because it does right now. You're very uncomfortable, but we will continue.
I'm in pain, or I'm very tired all the time. It's just, I'm like dragging right now.
Part of the dragging is you having to pay more attention to your body. And you're not the only one dragging right now. There are many of you that are dragging right now because of the transformational process that is taking place in your body. Your nervous system is being changed. Your muscular system is being changed, not just for you, for many others.
Right.
And so it is asking you to see your body as your temple and to nurture your body differently. But through this process again, through becoming more aware of your body, through becoming more aware of what it needs, how you can support it, you will find that you can support and assist others then too by sharing some of your experiences.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Let's go ahead and bring Kim on. Kim, you're on with Saint Germain.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this beautiful event tonight.
You're very welcome, my dear.
I was going to ask about tomorrow's tax day here in the U.S., and I was going to ask about my abundance and where I might be pinching it off. I've had quite a transformational health journey, and really, I could cry. It's really a miracle to be here, and so I appreciate life in a way that, I really appreciate every day now. And I'm doing my business, which is heart-centered, and I have a feeling I'm pinching off the abundance that's I feel is aligned for me. And so I wanted to ask about, tonight's journey, bridging, marrying the quote-unquote lower self to the higher self was really powerful for me. I really felt it in my heart center.
For you, my dear, and for many of the light workers, there is still that part of you where you so much miss heaven. And so there is a little bit of a battle while you're in human form. You almost subconsciously want to prove to yourself that being in human form is painful, is difficult. And the more you embrace your human self as love, the more you commit to bringing heaven on earth, the more you commit to your physical human life here, but also with the statement that this life can be easy and effortless and abundant, that you no longer need to fear the limitations, that you understand the raising of your lower self. What Archangel Zophiel did for all of you was, by the raising of your human self back to oneness, back into source, what your human self experiences as it comes back into the body is that experience of abundance, of vastness, of total potentiality. And as you keep doing that, what you're introducing into your cellular memory, into your cells, into your DNA, is that human being human, being in a human form, can also be liberating, vast, abundant, filled with light and joy and love and dance. So you are reintroducing concepts that have been so forgotten by humanity. And please remember, you're doing all of this not just for your own self. All of you have come down to earth to assist humanity as a whole in the ascension process. So what you're doing now, the lack of abundance you're experiencing, is really a global issue. Economies falling and economies changing, and there's so many that are becoming aware of the lack and what to do and how to change it and how to liberate and how to grow. And so many of you on an individual level are going through this too, how to grow, how to expand, how can you break this pattern of lack, and you have it within you. It is through that merging between your divine I Am presence and your human self. It is in raising your frequency. It's into moving into that state of total love, consistently loving of all aspects of yourself, that shifts are taking place. But most importantly, always, it is that inner knowing that you're being provided for, always, somehow. You've seen enough synchronicity and miracles in your life. You know you're being provided for. So you know, deep level, that what you're going through right now is not just about you. It is about something much bigger. So go through the motions again. Raise your human self up into the higher vibrations. And know that this is only a rite of initiation, once again, for you to go through the transformation so that humanity as a whole can tread the path into a lightened and higher state as well.
Thank you.
It is my honor, and know that my love is with you always.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Blessings to you.
Thank you, Kim. All right, Saint Germain, you're all set. As always, I love hearing your work, and thank you for all the gifts that you bring.
Thank you, my friend. And there were so many good points that were brought up this evening, so many important points. Please do not give up, especially those who are facing lack of abundance. Understand that this is a process, and the process is all about raising yourself up beyond the limitations that through your childhood, through society you've made to believe in on so many levels, through your surroundings, through what the medias are telling you. Don't buy into it. Raise yourself up over and over again. Use the violet flame over and over again. And know that everything that you need will be provided to you depending on how much trust and faith you have in your divine I Am presence to guide and direct you wherever you need to be. You can be abundant. You can be liberated. You can feel love, joy, and health in your life. Trust and have faith and allow yourself to dance through life. Dance, laughter, joy, those are all aspects that raise frequencies, that shift and change things. Sometimes we understand it is so difficult in the face of adversity to laugh and dance and be joyful. Then find someone that you know that can tickle you and then can cheer you up and cheer you forward. You're not alone in this. You're not alone in this. Blessings to all of you, and thank you, Mark, for your beautiful blessings. Thank you, Mike, for playing your beautiful music in addition to all of what we are bringing through here together as a team. And I'm handing this now over to Mike for the closing music. Blessings to all of you. Have heart. This too shall pass. You're at the brink of a new form of existence. Have trust and faith. This is all about merging your higher self with your lower self. I have faith in you. Have faith in yourself. And it is so. Amen.
Music sounds great tonight, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
All right, well, Brigida.
All right, Mike, Mark. Was beautiful. Everybody good night, and thank you for listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show. That's usually what Mark says, right?
I like that. All right, with that, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.